There's a passage I was just reading, I think it was on Friday or Saturday, and it caught my attention. There's a name of a nation that's also the name of a person's name, and it's Jeremiah chapter 49, verses 35 to the end of the chapter there, verse 39. And I believe it's an often overlooked prophetical passage. It speaks of this of a region in the Middle East, and the name of the country is Elam. It may be very significant, especially at the end of that passage. Could you share with us the significance of this passage of scripture and why it's important with what you've been talking about with our listening audience today?
Absolutely. That is one of the, as you said, one of the prophecy scriptures that has really been overlooked. I've been watching that very closely for about the last 6, 7 years because of all the things that Iran is doing. It speaks of Elam, which is the Persians, which is modern-day Iran. And when you look at that area there, I mean, this modern-day Elam, Persia, is going to have a devastating attack against them. And it spells it out. And I looked at, when I first started following this, I looked at Dr. John Wolford's prophecy handbook, the great Dallas Seminary prophecy scholar. And he said that scripture had never been fulfilled before, realistically never been fulfilled before. And, I know the Lord is doing things in Iran right now. We have many Iranians that have come to Jesus, have become Christians, and I think when you look at that context, there will be a conflict, there will be a war, there will be devastation, but there's also going to be good news in those scriptures too. And I believe that that's speaking of them coming to know that Jesus is their Lord and Savior. And possibly this will happen before the Gog Magog war, where they will be a weakened country when that Gog Magog coalition comes against Israel to fulfill that scripture. So no, I think that's extremely important. Obviously, right now, Isaac, the number one threat to the Middle East is Iran and their plans. And also, we have to remember that they are developing short-range missiles that put all those oil-producing countries at risk, Sunni oil-producing countries at risk. And 25% of our daily oil goes through that Persian Gulf. Iran could shut down the world economies if they started taking down some of those oil producers. So this is a very significant time. That's a very significant scripture, and we're at a very significant time because of the alignment of the key nations that are spoken of in the scriptures.
And let me just read that verse. In verse 37, it says, "For I will cause Elam, Iran, to be dismayed before their enemies and before them that seek their life. And I, God said, will bring evil upon them, even my fierce anger, saith the Lord. And I will send the sword after them till I have consumed them." Bill and Isaac, you preach, and I do, and Bill, you are all over the country. What does that tell you, as we're in our last moments here, about the nature and the character of God and how we should relate, understanding how He is working His will throughout history? Bill, you
Without
first.
a doubt, that's a great point. I'll add this, Isaac. I think what's key here is the fact that the Persians have been used by God in a very, very significant way at different times in history. When we look at the book of Esther, we look at King Cyrus in Isaiah 45, which is interesting when you look at our president, our 45th president, Donald Trump, who has taken on Iran as a number one threat to Israel in the Middle East, is Iran. All the people he's put in place, Mike Pence, Pompeo at CIA, Mattis, McMaster, other generals in the region, they understand the number one threat's Iran, and President Trump has taken that on, where no other president has done that. So that's another part of this fulfillment.